Today I want to ask the question of why do SEO lie, and I think the answer is that their customers demand it. You can often catch me defending the importance of search engine optimization, but I'm just as likely to criticize the industry. Actually, I tend to be more critical than defensive, but today I'm defending the industry honor. This is because, although there are a lot of slimy, no-good, low-life, bottom-feeding liars, cheats, and rip-off search engine optimizers on the fringe of my industry, there are also many SEO with integrity. These are the men and women in the SEO field who work hard and uphold good business values and deliver on their promises. These are the people who take pride in their work and are as excited to see their clients succeed as the clients themselves. So the question must be asked, why do SEO lie? And we should also question the reasons that has become an expected norm in the field. It turns out that a lot of people simply cannot handle the truth, and the market started demanding lies. I've done a lot of thinking about why SEO lie, and I think I have some good insight to the matter. I've been in the internet business since about the time graphical browsers came into existence, and I've earned millions of dollars for myself and my clients as a search engine optimizer. This is nothing new to me, and I've watched the evolution from beginning through today. I want to share a bit of that with you, and I hope you'll understand this from a point of view of a guy with no reason or intent to lie to you. Note that although I may say I am for hire, I'm extremely selective about who I will work with, and that's statistically unlikely that you will be one of them. That said, if I bullshit you once, just stop reading and move on. SEO was once a field in which the biggest challenge was to help people understand the value and the need to be listed at the top of search engine results. Being listed number one in search results delivers many times the return of being listed lower. If you want to learn more about the math, just read the article, Improve SEO Return on Investment with Simple Math. A reason to perform SEO. I'll tell you why I entered the industry of search engine optimization for hire and fell in love with it. Once upon a time, I merged two companies and created a monster. When I say a monster, I mean something with big teeth that could bite the head off the competitors. We were in the field of website development, web hosting, internet access, and many other things internet related. We quickly found that marketing online was really effective, and we made a stand in the wholesale end of the internet as the geeks behind the geeks. We found ourselves providing internet access and web hosting to over 2,000 internet service providers and web hosts. It soon got to a point when we made calculated efforts to avoid the retail customer. We were doing so well at wholesale services that I often found myself saying, business is great if it wasn't for all these damn customers. What we knew was that it had everything to do with our reach in search engines, and so that was obviously an important service offering. What this means is that I joined the industry because I was already successful at it for my own services. I did not enter the SEO field to earn money. I entered it because it was already earning me money. By providing SEO services to our customers can sell more. And in the wholesale end of the industry, that is great. Making customers successful means they sell more. And since our customers sell, since the service our customers sell comes from us, it's an obvious formula for success. Where the SEO lies began, it's in the money. Because SEO was such a lucrative field for top performers, it only made sense that there would eventually be an ugly turn in the market. When money flows fast and easy, it's very alluring for every con artist with a computer and a modem. Don't tell me you've not seen this sort of greed unless you've never received an unsolicited email for pharmaceuticals. SEO took on an ugly face as it was flooded with people making false claims and unrealistic promises. This was bolstered with extremely high demand for quality search engine optimization that could not be met by the relatively small number of good SEO versus bad SEO, and due to the huge growth of the internet. High demand created a challenge for many SEO, because the industry not only had to explain the needs and benefits of search engine optimization, but also to defend themselves against a growing public perception that was created by the fringe of our industry trying to cash in on the latest craze. This created a market where legitimate SEO had to compete with liars with nothing to lose. On the surface, it put us at a disadvantage because we planned to be there for the long haul, while the SEO who lie are just there to collect their money and move on and change their company name as needed. In many instances, it caused the skilled to stand out, but in many But many SEO took a stance that if you can't beat them, join them. SEO has taken some obvious directional changes over the past couple of years as companies desperately seek cost-effective answers to their marketing needs. The most sensible answers are usually not the easiest or most comfortable for businesses, and this paved the way for an even larger majority of fringe SEO willing to lie to get their business. Many dirty SEO have preyed on the notions that if it's cheaper, it must be lower risk, and that search engine optimization is something way over the customer's head. The internet has grown at an astonishing rate, and along with that, there's a huge population of website owners who know so little about the internet that they're very easy to cheat out of their money by offering them false hopes. Just consider how easy it would be to lie and cheat somebody who knows little to nothing about an industry and has little patience to learn enough to make good decisions. Then add in the desperation of a recession, and you have a formula for disaster. Many people launching a new website are of the mindset that it will be a quick and easy way to rake in a ton of business and that SEO must be pretty much the same everywhere. This is a huge open door to fraud and misrepresentation of the industry as something confusing and technical. Just imagine how easy it would be to make up a few catchy lines and confuse the public and haul in the money. What really hurt the industry over time is that as more of the professional SEO who really do know the industry and do a good job for their clients are asked to justify the cost of SEO, more of them lowered their standards to become affordable. It made it likely for honest SEO to take on projects without the resources they needed and only deliver a fraction of what they otherwise could. It started going downhill from there, and it began to blur the lines between the skilled and the unskilled. It caused many of the good SEO to tell seemingly innocent lies of the hard work and long hours it really takes to do the job well. It lowered the good just a little closer to the level of the liars. This also drove many of the good search engine optimizers out of the SEO for hire market to focus on their own projects. Why would a good SEO need you? Something important to remember is that for SEO who know the job, they can choose their products and choose their clients. Anytime you hire a good SEO, you're buying their time away from other projects, and that creates a cost to them in the way of lost opportunities elsewhere. If you want the best results, you must find the SEO who chooses to work for hire because they love it and they're willing to take the time to market your product instead of only marketing their own. They will expect to be compensated well for that, and often in the form of pay for performance. On that note, I will say that the continued decline of the SEO for hire industry is the reason I've recently been blogging less frequently than usual. I'm working on my own projects and taking less time to share my talent with others. After all, for the good SEO with integrity and knowledge, we will always earn more money doing the job for ourselves than to do it for our clients. I hope that you will consider this when you seek a search engine optimization provider. I know my picture says for hire, but the truth is that it is only for those rare few who are not fooled by the lies. It would take a couple sticks of dynamite and a bulldozer to fully drag me away from a couple of the projects I'm working on now. Either that or a client with a real understanding of the job at hand and willing to realize that the majority of what they hear about SEO is a lie, while there are still some of us with integrity. Good search engine optimizers will agree with the decline of integrity in the industry, while others will prefer to sweep this bit of ugliness under the rug and keep on lying. I hope it makes sense to you how SEO has been such an industry overcome by fraud and lies, and I hope it gives you some consideration of those who actually do the job well, and if you need some help finding one, I can certainly help you. Have a great day, and thank you for listening.